Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are continuing in our study of the wilderness and the promised land. Yesterday I shared with you how by studying Exodus and Numbers, you can observe many amazing things about the story of the Israelites coming out of Egypt, crossing the Red Sea, and moving through the wilderness and onto the promised land. God's intention for them was to make a journey through the wilderness that was not to be a long, extended journey, but a specific period of time, and then they were to march in and take the promised land, this place of great abundance and blessing that God had planned for them. But we see as in reading Exodus and Numbers some amazing, specific stories of difficulties they encountered, disobedience, and grumbling and murmuring and unbelief that they struggled with, which kept a great number of the people out of the promised land. In fact, it slayed an entire generation with the exception of Joshua and Caleb. But one thing that I want to observe today is that though God led them into the wilderness, He had no intention for them to perish there. He did not want them to live there. He wanted them to go in to the promised land. In your Christian life, you will also at times encounter wilderness periods, and it is not God's intention for you to die there. It is not His intention for you to be destroyed by your wilderness experience. No, instead, God has a very specific purpose. He wants to take you through that wilderness victoriously and into the promised land of His blessing for you. Whether you are experiencing a wilderness time in your finances or in your marriage, in your spiritual life, or in your career, God has a way through the wilderness for you if you will be very diligent to stick close to God during this period. If you study the book of Exodus, you will observe that God made supply for the children of Israel during the wilderness period of at least four specific things. Yesterday, I talked about the first one, which was the fact that God supplied direction to them in the middle of the wilderness, and the direction was intended to take them into the promised land. So if you're in a wilderness, God will give you direction. Don't become so overwhelmed by the wilderness that you don't even look to God for direction. He wants to supply it, and He will if you'll lean on Him. The second area of supply that God gave to the Israelites was holy, supernatural, divine protection in the wilderness. The wilderness was a place that was dry and it was dangerous. It was a place that could devour people. When you're in a wilderness situation, you may feel like you will be overwhelmed, that you will be devoured by the wilderness time you're in. And yet God has a supply of protection for you that is intended to keep you safe through the process of the wilderness so that you can go into the promised land whole and successful and victorious in Christ Jesus. Today we're going to focus on this second supply that God gave to the Israelites, the supply of divine and supernatural protection. We see in Exodus 13, verses 21 to 22, these words: "The Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from before the people." The pillar of fire is such a great picture of the protection of God for our lives. In a natural wilderness camping situation, a fire would be left burning through the night to keep wild animals away. The pillar of fire that the Israelites had with them was literally the glory or the presence of God with the people. And this pillar of fire was a great protection to them. It gave them light. It did protect them from the enemies in the area, because it's noted in the scriptures that even the enemies saw the cloud and they saw the pillar of fire, and they had fear because of God's supernatural presence with the Israelites. God's presence with you is protection for you when you're walking through your wilderness period. God does not want you to be devoured in the wilderness. He wants you to stay close to Him. And this will be critical for you to survive and to thrive as you are walking toward the promised land. This does not imply that there's no enemy seeking to devour you when you're in the wilderness. On the contrary, 1 Peter 5:8 says that the enemy is always seeking whom he may devour. But rather, this is a promise that there is protection from God that will keep you from being devoured by the wilderness you're experiencing right now. But you must look to God. His presence is your protection. One way of taking a hold of the protection of God we see in Joshua's life. In Exodus 33, at verses 8 to 11, we see a remarkable thing about Joshua, and it said about him that he did not depart from the tabernacle. Moses would go up to the tabernacle. That's where he would literally meet God face to face, and Joshua, who was his servant, would follow him. And though Moses would come out and speak to the people, it said about Joshua, he didn't depart from the tabernacle. He loved being around the presence of God. He knew that if you stick with God, you're perfectly protected. I want to encourage you, if you're in a wilderness time right now in any area of your life, do not back away from God. Satan wants you to become disheartened. He wants you to become discouraged. He wants to turn your focus on accusing God for your wilderness experience. And if he can be successful in getting you to question God's character and his heart attitude towards you, you will be robbed of God's protection. Because if you're accusing God, you will not be in the place where you're appreciating and staying in His presence. We come into His presence, the scripture tells us, with thanksgiving and with praise. And if you're in the place where you're going, "Why are you letting this happen to me, God?" you have removed yourself from God's presence. Understand, God provides His protection in your wilderness experience, but His protection is found under the shadow of His wings. It's found in the secret place of the Most High. It's found in the presence of God. If you're struggling today in your wilderness experience, stick close to God. God will provide. One of the most remarkable stories that I've ever found in the annals of Christian history and biographies of great Christians is the story of Corrie ten Boom and her sister Betsy, as they were imprisoned by the Nazis for helping the Jews during World War II. One remarkable story that is told in Corrie ten Boom's autobiography, The Hiding Place, is the story of how God protected them even though they were in the middle of a concentration camp, a place of cruelty and sadistic treatment by the Nazi guards. Though you could say that both Corrie and Betsy were absolutely in a wilderness time, a place where there was no great flow of blessing in a way that we would think of it, yet they were able to walk through that wilderness and were not destroyed by it. Corrie ten Boom recounts the story of how they had been able to obtain a small Bible, a bottle of vitamins, drops, and a sweater, all items that they should not have been able to have. They would take away everything from the prisoners and leave them with just bare clothes on their backs, which were prison garments. And yet, when they were transferred to a new prison camp, they were wondering how they would ever get past all the guards with this Bible, the sweater, and the vitamins. And the amazing story is told of how God supernaturally protected them in the middle of their very dire wilderness situation. they were approaching the desk that was to take in the new prisoners, and Corrie Ten Boom tells the story that she saw how they were taking everything the prisoners had away from them. And there were multiple checkpoints and inspections by the guards as they would process through to the new prison camp. And God, she prayed, would protect this precious book, the Bible, and these other things that they had. And miraculously, absolutely miraculously, though the people in front of Corrie Ten Boom were searched from head to toe, Corrie Ten Boom walked right through the line with the Bible underneath her clothing, making an obvious bulge, and these other items with her as well. She was shoved through by a guard who said to her, "You're holding up the line," did not search her, pushed her through the line, and even her sister behind her was searched, but she did not have any of the items on her person. And through the miraculous intervention of God and the protection of God, these women ended up in that concentration camp with these forbidden items, a Bible, the vitamin drops, and this extra sweater, because they were in a very cold winter situation. God showed himself to be true and faithful and protected them even though they were in a wilderness. But they looked to God for that protection. You need to look to God right now to protect you, to protect your heart, to protect your marriage, to protect your finances and your children, even though it may look like this wilderness will surely devour you. God is your protection. Do not fall into the pit of despair. Walk through the wilderness in the presence of God. He will help you and protect you, and you'll come out and be able to walk into the promised land. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to join me tomorrow as we continue in the wilderness and the promised land. God bless you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.